the importance of this observation is the fact that many of us in the past, many of us in the field of learning and memory, have thought that memories formed through the strength of synapses. So for example, if we learned about an odor, we might perceive an odor, and that might be represented by the activity of a certain set of synapses. After we learned about the odor, we have imagined, and there's evidence for this, that the magnitude of the synaptic activity changes. So they increase their activity. What we've demonstrated is this is a different type of how memories are formed. Basically, it's not through a change in the magnitude of synaptic activity, but it's through the addition of new synapses into how the representation of that sensory information.